The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. Few things, and then we'll go back to the phones here in a second. You know, a nation of conscientious objectors, we owe it to those who have gone before us. You know, I mean, I hear stuff. People say things like, you know, do you ever let anything go? You know, not when it's a matter of life and death. And this issue of balkanization is just that. It's a matter of life and death. So to wrap that up, again, balkanization is very important. Brzezinski is, I might argue the father of modern balkanization, really. You know, the guy, you know, he loved the word neologism, and the duality of that term is interesting. So is he the psychopath defining words? But, you know, he coined the term global Balkans. And when you understand the history of that region and what's gone on, the disruption, the use of the social virus of Wahhabism, Salafism, Diobandism to disrupt and destabilize the region and then spread that virus around the world, then and again, Zbigniew Brzezinski on the scene there in the 70s, we have the newsreel footage of him there on the Khyber Pass. The news media they're covering, isn't that interesting? Camera guy there. Hey, Mujahideen, your cause will be successful. You're gonna go over there and get your homes and your mosques back because your cause is right and God is on your side. Brzezinski. Creating one side of the conflict, drawing the Soviets into what was referred to as the Afghan trap. Giving the Soviets their Vietnam War, he said. We owe it to those who have gone before us. There are a number of folks, you know, people say, what about celebrities? Why don't they say anything? Well, a number have. You know, you think of folks like, I think of Patrick Swayze every once in a while, just dying strangely of cancer at the ripe old age of 55. I think is how old he was when he passed away, you know. John Lennon told us, and then he was assassinated. You can't have people like that saying stuff. Aaron Russo, I still think that Trading Places is a fantastic expose of how, you know, political power works, for example. You know, I love that scene where they're, you know, at the restaurant, and I don't remember the specifics, but, you know, what's his name? Keeps that. Was it Don Ameche? I think keeps asking Eddie Murphy, you know, what's your position on this? What's your position on that? I don't know. Am I for it? Am I against it? Well, you know, if you're for it, you get money here. If you're against it, you get money from over here. Every issue. It's an amazing expose. You know. Yeah, exactly. Board Op says a lot of people think Prince was assassinated. Absolutely. You know, according to Dick Gregory, who recently passed away and was saying a lot, remember what he said about his presidential run back in 1968? That's an interesting story. Seems to be occluded. Remember what Prince said about Dick Gregory? So Dick Gregory said Michael Jackson, you know, he was a friend of Dick Gregory's, and Dick Gregory said that Michael Jackson was calling him saying, they are trying to kill me. Remember what Michael Jackson said about what's his name over at Sony? Remember what Mariah Carey said about what's his name? She's married to him. And who's in charge of Michael Jackson's music library now? That's interesting. Michael Jackson said he's the devil. You know, Prince said some things. Tupac said some things. A number of folks. You know, you have the giants that have gone before us. You know, the Eustace Mullins, the Walter Martins, the number of folks. Bill Cooper, of course. You know, I mentioned him earlier. And then, you know, bad guys saying bad guy things and stuff. You know, what about Stanley Kubrick? George Carlin? You know, there are a number of folks who have said some very provocative things. And so we owe it to them and to posterity to be a nation of conscientious objectors. And weren't we that? It's astonishing. So, you know, beggar thy neighbor, just to wrap this up and back to the phones. The article, and again, I'm not going to – we'll maybe hold off on the Tennessee thing Sunday, Earth Day, 3:30 in the morning, 3:30 a.m. I touched on that a little bit. So balkanization, why are tens of thousands of Americans still driving around with explosive devices in their cars? Is that hyperbole? I would say literary device for effect. Using the crisis of one to, you know, propagandize 300 million basically, and to see these kinds of incidents clearly for what they are, an effort to change society, but also to balkanize. The tool again is beggar thy neighbor. And it's one of the tools in the method of balkanization. And beggar thy neighbor is when you seek benefits of for a minority, the small disenfranchised minority, at the expense of the greater majority, which obviously will piss off the majority, some of them anyway. And others, when they realize, what, you're going to take that from me to give to someone who, well, that's not cool. Yeah. It's balkanization. That's beggar thy neighbor. And then the reverse of it is when you punish the herd, the broader majority, because of the sins or offenses, or in this case, a tragedy of the minority. So now we all have to pay for something, you know, whether it's literal surrender of some form of wealth or some sort of hardship or suffering that's brought on because of changes that will result. So anyway, Brzezinski talked about this. Ralph Epperson includes it in Chapter 20, the Trilateral Commission in the Unseen Hand, and maybe I'll get to that in a little bit. But that's a little bit on that. And so let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Harvey in Florida. Harvey, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, good morning, Chris. How are you today?
All right, thanks, Harvey. How about you?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to thank you for your wonderful, informative program. It's just, you bring up such important information. I'm glad you're still on Earth and you're still speaking out. I really have to thank you for that. And today you brought up, earlier today, you brought up the chemtrails. I live in a place in Florida that it is nonstop. I live between two air bases, and the military won't talk to me about what they're doing here, but back and forth on almost every day, except when they're sent overseas. Non-stop chemtrails. Unbelievable. Some days the whole sky turns to clouds. Non-stop. I'm along the coast. It's really beyond belief, you know, and it's some type of spray chemicals. I don't know exactly what it is. Even if it's just exhaust, you know, it can't be healthy. Why don't we tell Trump that they're using chemicals on their own people. So that's what we're doing. Maybe he'll send some missiles. He'll call in a coalition and send some missiles from the Navy there to knock these planes out of the sky, or maybe attack their bases. I could tell them exactly where they are. I know them very well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, and that's a story that It's interesting how suppressed that is. It's provocative how suppressed that folks that want to expose that are. It's a very tightly controlled issue. Richie from Boston published a video, I think yesterday, and he titled it "The Most Important Video on YouTube." Share this now. They will pull it, and it's still up. And it was basically just a kind of a mirroring of a video that Rachel Reinstra made, and she's kind of a celebrity. She's done a lot of TV and stuff over the past couple of decades. She has a show on ABC right now, but she has been feeling sick last couple of weeks, I guess, and flu-like symptoms. And so anyway, there's an interview with a doctor apparently that she plays as part of the video. And so, I mean, folks that are interested in that, it's 15 minutes long total. The video that's on Richie's channel, 15 and a half minutes, but it's kind of interesting, you know. It's interesting what the doctor says. So for what it's worth, folks maybe want to check that out. But again, you know, one of the reasons I mentioned Brzezinski is he was the guy who was writing back in the 70s, you know, a time is coming when folks won't believe their lying eyes because what their lying eyes tell them is not what they see on the 6 o'clock news. So, you know, I'm sick. I have, you know, these flu-like symptoms, and but I go to the doctor. The doctor says it's not flu, and so no one can tell me what's wrong with me. And I have these symptoms, but you know, the 6 o'clock news isn't saying that they're spraying us like bugs and there's crap falling out of the sky, including mold and fungus and heavy metals. And so it couldn't be that. It's just insane.
It's so bad where I live, Chris, that a blind man can see what's going on. A blind
absolutely.
Man. And when I contacted the military, you get a total runaround. I finally found the secret number for the head of operation from a certain naval air station, and they hung up on me super pronto. I finally found the right number, and they won't say anything. But we really have to get Trump into action because they are spraying their own people with chemical weapons. It's unbelievable.
Well, I think I think he's just the latest salesman. I think he's just a celebrity or a reality TV celebrity president. And if he was ever a guy who wanted to actually do something, he's a captive of the president's foreign policy advisors, I would say.
He's a coward and a phony, just like the rest of our leaders. It's very sad. You know, you mentioned Zbigniew Brzezinski a few times this morning. And his daughter, Mika, is a TV star, if I'm not mistaken. I don't watch TV, but
I understand she's making
Joe. Millions. Yeah, she's making millions. Who...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go on, Chris. You know more about it than me.
She's on with Joe, you know, Morning Joe. And it's interesting, you know, speaking of different rules for different people, you know, when someone dies in your office, that's usually, I mean, I would probably not be, someone died in my office as a, you know, when I was in political office, if an aide died in my office under suspicious or questionable circumstances, I doubt I would have a high-profile morning, you know, nationwide morning talk show. Anyway, but
it shows you he's a made man. He's one of the made men. He get away with murder. And Miss Brzezinski, it's unbelievable. I mean, they put her. So you know, the whole thing's fixed. I mean, this mainstream media is a lie on top of the fix. It's really unbelievable. And there was a great radio play, probably in the 30s, written by Arch Ober. And one of the lines, this is a very short play, it was about 8 minutes, called Back to the Indians. And in that play, it's a line I thought of listening to you talk quite often. Why do you have to talk and write about such things? It was the rich lady in Park Avenue, she was saying to Arch. Why do you have to talk and write about such things, you know, talking about war and all? Let them go their way, and we'll go ours. And you talk about such important things, and I have to really thank you. Because, you know, America's main mission is mass murder. We have to face it, and we have to turn it around. We have to speak against it every chance we get. When our only business, if you took out of the gross domestic national product, if you took away the war machinery, it would probably be about 1/50th of the total would be left. It's very sad. It's very, very sad, my friend.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are so many layers to that issue. You know, you have the overt stuff, you know, defense contractors, but then you have the layers of covert stuff. You know, you have, I mean, there's obviously black budget stuff, but then you have the kind of the covert activities of defense contractors that never get spoken to. And again, folks like R.J. Hillhouse, you know, she wrote the book Outsourced, published back in 2007, I want to say. And Tim Shurrock was saying the same thing back then and even before. And they, you know, R.J. Hillhouse in her book and Tim Shurrock too, they proved that back then, more than 10 years ago, in the post-9/11 era, the intelligence community is predominantly, not a little bit, predominantly outsourced to these you know, the Booz Allen Hamiltons of the world. And so like you're saying, if you got rid of all of that, what would be left? It's massive.
Yeah, they must have sat Trump down when he got there to his presidency, his phony presidency, and said, listen, man, the only thing we really do is murder. That's what we do. International, worldwide scale. That's our business.
I mentioned some folks. Yeah, I mentioned some high-profile folks that have said some things, and the board op said, Bill Hicks. And so, yeah, you know, Bill Hicks was the one who joked, you know, when the president gets elected, he goes into the smoky room in the White House that no one's ever heard of, you know, he's never heard of before, and they, you know, sits down in a smoky room, a theater sort of room, and some footage starts to roll of the Kennedy assassination from a different vantage point than the Zapruder footage, and you know, then suddenly the film cuts and a voice says, any questions, Mr. President? And just, you know, where do we want to bomb next? What are we doing next? That's all, you know.
You know, you don't even want all profiteers. So if the Bush clan, Bush's grandfather, was war profiteering, right?
And
unjust and rich.
Senator Prescott Bush. Yep.
Exactly, and he, you know, when he was heading Carlisle, he started Carlisle Group, and immediately they went into the war business. They bought all the defense contractors on 10 cents on the dollar because there were not too many wars going on. And lo and behold, they brought you the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq, and we've been at war ever since. And he made a fortune. Cheney, now he turned.
Cheney, as defense secretary, commissioned the study by Halliburton. That then shortly thereafter, you know, should we have contractors helping conduct war? Cheney, you know, obviously same thing, you know, long history of being in bed, obviously with you know, Halliburton and that whole complex. But he, as defense secretary, commissioned the study by Halliburton, and then 5 years later basically profited from it as a board member of Halliburton's entry into the Gulf as a defense contractor. So, yeah,
absolutely. Right. Halliburton stock was basically worthless in tanking because of their exposure to asbestos and contamination around the world. And lo and behold, they brought you the war in Iraq, which rebounded their fortune, so to speak. And Cheney's right there, man, right there in the mass murder business. Him and the Bush family. The Carlyle Group. Now they legitimized Carlyle Group. They made it into a real hedge fund.
Yeah.
But they sold off their defense contracts early on and went legitimate, like the mafia does if they're smart. When they go legitimate, they take all that blood money and turn it into something productive.
Launder
it. Laundry. Like the garbage business, a nice clean business.
Exactly.
Thanks for your time, yeah. Chris.
You bet. Thank you, Harvey. I appreciate the call. Great call. And absolutely. You know, waste management. Brent Scowcroft and blah, blah, blah. We'll be right back.
Sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, feels it's good getting used. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. Holy cow. Great call. Appreciate that call, Harvey. That was a lot of fun. Freestyling, sort of, as it were. We had a play some Tupac or something, you know, Hail Mary. I wish we could play some of that stuff. Anyway, real quick, I guess, you know, waste management, Brent Scowcroft, another old school bad guy name we haven't heard too much about or from, in recent years, but you know, waste management, that logo, as above, so below. It makes you wonder, the gangland W or M or E or whatever, was that waste management before it was a gang thing? You know, is it that gang? And speaking of all that stuff, you know, I mentioned in the past, I've mentioned Darwin Payne's book about Dresser Industries. Speaking of all of this history and how this guy writes a book about Dresser Industries and says, Darwin Payne in his book, you know, these guys were all Skull and Bones men, and nobody knows about Skull and Bones except, you know, insiders. And so somehow this guy, Darwin Payne, I call one of the Forrest Gumps, just happens to be at the right place at the right time. He, you know, talks about four Skull and Bones men who happened to end up at Dresser Industries together. Huh, what a coincidence. So for more on that, watch Darwin Payne Describes Reporting the Kennedy Assassination. You can find that video on YouTube, and C-SPAN covered it. But, you know, him talking about being a young reporter who was – I mean, to me, Darwin Payne was the CIA's plant in Dallas months before – you know, when Kennedy's trip was announced, he was installed basically as a fledgling reporter, and happens to get Abraham Zapruder's personal notes that he still has to this day. That's, yeah, Forrest Gump. Anyway, phones are stacking up, so let's go back to the phones and grab William in Montana. William, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, William.
Feels like we're off to the races already, and it's still early Monday morning here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, before Brzezinski, you know, and his strange, you know, foreign policy domino effect in the late 60s, or mid-60s, mid-70s there, and before Gorbachev in the late 80s, there was Count Klodenhofen Kalergi in the 20s.
Right.
And it's amazing, if you have the patience and the stomach, you can go back and see how much of the stuff that's happening today was in the plannings.
Yeah.
You know, back in the teens, in the 20s. And, you know, this Kalergi, you know, is billed as a... I've seen so many different weird things that just set, you know, point in the wrong direction, so you don't get a handle on what this guy was really about. But he's been called an Austrian-Japanese politician because his, you know, father was Austrian, his mother was Japanese. But he was the one way, way back in the 20s who was pushing for this pan-European Union.
Yeah,
yep. Which was laying the foundations for the EU, and he liked to think of himself as a premier citizen of the world, and he said in one of his books, he said he wanted to replace the feudal aristocracy of the sword with the social aristocracy of the spirit.
Yeah,
you know, he was a man for the people, and so he talked to his close friend Baron Louis de Rothschild. To see if he can get a bunch of money to put this plan into effect. And Rothschild turned him on to Wahlberg and a whole bunch of other bankers. And so this whole thing, if, you know, trying to tie this whole thing together, you know, when you talk about Balkanization,
yeah,
you know, its purpose is like dividing people, causing unrest, you know, denigrating people's allegiances to what, their traditions, their national heroes, their religious beliefs. But, you know, behind that, that was just like the first, that was the shock troops.
Mm-hmm.
And the plan behind that was this sort of, how do we create a world government? You have to create a world people, and you do this, you know, with this miscegenation. You know, you got to get them all mixed. You got to take all these races,
exactly,
and push them together, so that there's nothing that they have that they can point to that will keep you from having better control over them. You know, it's
right.
Like, oh, no. You know, get rid of your heroes. Get rid of your culture.
Yep.
Yep. And that's, so
today,
that's
today, Kelly Greenhill calls it coercive engineered migration, but back then it was the Kalergi plan. Absolutely.
Yeah. And
he was
guess
considered
who was
the father
invoking
of the EU.
Guess who was invoking it today? You know, Macron. You know,
yeah.
He's become the new darling. I mean, he made a great speech, and you know, he said, one of the things about the Kalergi plan that outlined it, he said, you know, we need to create these five regions in the world, which is, you know, where, you know, 1984 got its warring nations. But one of the weird things, even back in the 20s, he said, what we need to do is the European, union, or this pan-European union that he envisioned, it really needed to join with the African countries. And they needed to get together and bring their two great, energies, genetic energies, together to create even better race. And so even back in the 20s, they were talking about, well, we get all these surplus Africans and bring them to Europe, and that's the way we drive a wedge into all these nation states.
Exactly.
You know, let's promote intermarriage. Let's promote this sort of blending races together so that we can destroy these national states and have, world happy union, Earth Day for everyone.
Well said. Perfect. Brilliant. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. That was brilliant, William, the way that you summarized that. I thought it was fantastic, you know. Couldn't have said it better myself. I don't know if it could be said better. So, appreciate that. Tight compendium of history. Do we still have William?
Oh, I'm still talking. Oh.
Right on.
Hello?
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant. Very, very well said.
Yeah, I think it's very important to know that there, you know, it's the persistence of these plans that were laid down, you know,
right,
decades and decades ago that should be a warning sign.
Like, yeah.
Where is this persistence? How does this thing continue and continue and continue? You know,
yeah,
in a sense, you know, now it looks like Merkel is starting to fold as the premier, y'all come. You know,
yeah,
the more the merrier. And so just like clockwork, as she runs into a lot of political opposition in Germany who are starting to say, wait a minute, we got to stop this. This ain't working. All of a sudden, Macron comes up. I mean, the things he was saying Sunday were mind-boggling. He was saying the migratory phenomena we are facing will be historic because it's inevitable, you know? And this is a good thing because our two continents' destinies are bound. And he said, and we can't say no because why? There's so much poverty there. And then the real clincher, tying it with Earth Day, climate change.
Yeah.
These poor people. We need to open our borders and bring them on board. And once we all mix together, we will be a great country, a greater country. You know, it'll be difficult, but, you know, we're up for it, and this has to happen. It's inevitable.
It's going to be the great utopia of the other French visionaries like Saint-Simon. And, you know,
exactly,
just like the Fabian socialist pointed out, you know, millions will have to die.
No,
probably billions, actually. But, you know, in the end, it'll be a greater utopia.
Yeah, it's referred to as in this totally multicultural Europe. It will be called Your Africa.
Exactly.
And it'll be immigration leading to interbreeding, leading to an advanced, peace, hands joined together around the world. I mean, what? I mean,
it's
mind-boggling.
It's insane. It's insane to even think of such a thing. And so, again, I mean, it's on the face of it, it's insane. And you have to think, I mean, come on. There has to be something else, which always calls to my mind the, you know, that letter from Pike to Mazzini, August 15, 1871, outlining three world wars, the third colliding political Zionism against political Islam. And when you think about it, see, again, we forget history over here. And we're encouraged to conditioned basically to have an 8-second attention span. But before the turn of the 20th century, there was no State of Israel. There was no Saudi Arabia, per se. And the Ottoman Empire was different. Remember the song, folks, from almost 100 years ago now. But, you know, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. And we forget all of that. And so these forces have been engineered, and these wheels have been set in motion, like you said, coordinated effort generationally. Like Congressman Larry McDonald said, I am convinced there is such a plot, international in scope, generations old in planning, and incredibly evil in intent. And how else do you describe what you just outlined, where you have what Kelly Greenhill now calls coercive engineered migration, and it's incredibly destructive. It's incredibly, I mean, who can't see that on the face of it, that it destroys culture and tradition and people? What is the good in that? You know, it serves the bad guy's purpose. That's what it does.
Yeah, and what we're being subjected to is, you know, instead of getting history so that we can see these patterns, what are we getting? You know, naked guys running through some bush in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be a substitute for knowing something. I mean, it's very amazing. You know, I'm, like I say, every once in a while I become inspired, I become hopeful. And I'm saying, am I going crazy? Am I becoming senile? What do you mean hopeful? But I mean, I see so much happening in Europe where the rats are deserting the ship. And, you know, the question is, when that starts happening, people who are desperate now become more desperate. And I believe it's a race. I think I listened to some of the speeches that you went to when you went to that gun rally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important, you know, for everyone at the local level to try to make an effort to stand up, because this is all-out war. I mean, this isn't just like some weird phenomena that's been guided by happenstance. Oh, this happened in Tennessee. Oh, this happened in Florida. Oh, this happened. This is a coordinated effort, and if we don't, at the grassroots level, join together and see the emergency, you know, that is upon us, it's going to become very, very bad. So,
yep.
But I see, like I say, I see in Europe especially that people are looking at this in horror and saying, we can't follow this anymore. So that's a glimmer, and I think you saw a glimmer here you know, at that rally.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, again, a nation of conscientious objectors, and I think the world is desperately hoping that maybe we will wake up from our sleepy slumber and become a nation of conscientious objectors like we, I think, were, you know, back in 1765 and 75 and so on.
Yeah, I want to become a conscientious objector with a black gun.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, this idea, oh, conscientious objectors are pacifists. No.
Yeah.
There are people that are objecting conscientiously to the madness that is afoot.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Chris. We're
Thank you,
a
William.
Good start.
I appreciate it. And, man, I just, I hope it's as cathartic for others as it is for me to be able to have the opportunity to do this. So thank you, William. Great. Another great call. Fantastic. And, you know, Nessa Webster reminded us almost 100 years ago, 1921 World Revolution, plot against civilization. That's what it was, you know. And we forget history. The, you know, most historians, most subject matter experts will agree, French Revolution was not blessed by God, so to speak. And France, you know, they have produced some good thinkers, you know, guys like Bastiat come to mind, Illuminized Mason, though he was, you know, the law is pretty spectacular. But then you have guys like Saint Simon, and so the socialism and all of that nonsense. History would remind us to be cautious. And again, I mentioned it last week. What comes out of England was a lot of that was stuff that we wanted to distance ourselves from our founding. And so we're encouraged to forget these lessons. So again, from Rob Epperson's The Unseen Hand, I think one of the good things that he points out from Brzezinski is just shy of revolution, the social chaos and upheaval that William described, just shy of revolution. And, again, Nesta Webster's World Revolution is a great read. Back to the phones we go, because calls are stacking up. Harley in Indiana. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thanks, Chris. I just wanted to comment about the Earth Day and the ties it has, in my opinion, to what's going on with the Second Amendment. That because, in Earth Day, they had all these massive demonstrations that suddenly popped up from nowhere.
Right.
All across America, and, of course, we ended up with the EPA.
Right.
And so I think they're pulling the same tactics here with the Second Amendment because they haven't been able to do nothing with it, so they've decided on that tactic.
I would call it Earth Day. I would call it Earth Day meets Color Revolution.
Okay. But I'd say that, that's the, Hegelian dialectic, cause and effect.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we can go to Nesta Webster in World Revolution, and I know you've mentioned it and you've read it. And of course, you probably remember, and I'm sure your book had it in it too, he has the big chart in the back. Shows the two wings of the revolution, the communists,
right.
The red wing, and the black wing, the socialists. The socialists
right.
infiltrate government, and the communists go out in the streets and riot and demonstrate and, the cause and effect.
Right.
What the people are demanding, and of course the news media focuses on it, so then we end up with what they want.
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Speaking of that, in Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand, chapter 20 of the Trilateral Commission, he points to Brzezinski's Between Two Ages, quotes him on Marxism, which is a very parallel discussion to what you're saying. So, quotes on pages 72, 73, 83, 123, et cetera, on Marxism and how it is, the... not just a tool, but as he puts it, Marxism represents a further vital and creative stage in the maturing of man's universal vision. Marxism is simultaneously a victory over the external man, over the inner passive man, and a victory of reason over belief. That was what Brzezinski believed. So, it explains a lot about what he did with his power and influence.
Yes, and I thought I'd hit cloud spraying real quick because I think that ties to weather warfare, which I consider what happened down in the South last summer.
These absolutely.
Huge storms coming in. I consider that to have been weather warfare.
Well, speaking of that, one thing...
Find on it?
Absolutely. One of the things that I failed to mention during Harvey's call... He mentioned the Navy, and it was the Naval Warfare Weapons Division that declassified documents per FOIA request, admitting to influencing Viet Cong troop movements by weather modification. And, Senator Claiborne Pell, who was the guy back in the same era who said, now that we can influence the weather, we don't need treaties anymore.
Well, I consider treaties a form of warfare on America because if we go into the United Nations, that's a treaty. And the congressional hearings, and it's accordingly was a secret hearing on the United Nations treaty back in the early 50s, and I happened to luck out and get a copy because they claim it's rare. And they talk in there on how there was a... they tried to pass a law in 1913 against them shooting migratory birds without government, federal government permission.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional. So they turned it around the next year and signed a treaty with Britain on you know, waterfowl type thing, and turned around and took it back to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, well, that's treaty. That's the supreme law of the land because it's a treaty, even though it was ruled unconstitutional. So to me, that tells me that they don't care that, you know, that, you know, the Constitution is supposed to be the supreme law of the land because in Article 6 there it says end, and that's a different subject matter.
Right.
The treaties are considered equal to the Constitution or superior.
Yeah,
and not the only one.
And again, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of sophistry there. That would be the subject of at least an entire broadcast. You know, the usurpation of the judiciary, the reinterpretation, if you will, of Article 1, Section 8 and the Commerce Clause as being the justification of people contracting with federal agencies and that authority usurping the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. Definitely, that's... you know, that could be the subject of several broadcasts, and we've done those. That's a great point.
Well, I believe that's the way they're really going to end up trying to take our guns.
Yeah.
Because of the, that's, you know, the treaty that Kennedy signed. And they're
good
going to
point.
Say, well, it's the supreme law of the land, so we're going to have to take these guns, and we're going to bring in you
good
and
Truth to take yeah, we're headed into
and
a break.
Yes, and you and Truth.
Into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time?
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, April 23rd, 2018. It's a provocative and very important observation that you make, Harley, on Article 6 and, you know, treaties. And again, I mean, I think of Jefferson's words, on every question of construction, let us carry ourselves back to the time when the Constitution was adopted, recollect the spirit manifested in the debates, and instead of trying what meaning may be squeezed out of the text or invented against it, conform to the probable one in which it was passed. And again, you know, in his sentiments in the Kentucky resolutions, you know, fixing the limits to which and no further our confidence may go, that kind of thing. I think, you know, it's an important observation. So anyway, I appreciate your call, Harley. And it's been one of those days. I don't know what's going on, but man, great calls. So let's go back to the phones and grab John in Tennessee. Thanks again, Harley. Appreciate your call. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
All right. Well, this will be quick because I know you're coming up to the end of the broadcast. I've got a comment just for a second on what happened down here in Antioch, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Chris, what on earth? Somebody woke up early Sunday morning and decided they needed to become naked from the waist down, going to shoot up a Waffle House. Upon leaving, they decided they needed to be totally naked when they ran back to their apartment, at which time he put on a pair of black pants with no shirt and headed for the woods. But luckily, Chris, he was spotted by an observant neighbor in the apartment complex that seen a man in nothing but black trousers going into the woods at 4 o'clock in the morning. So this is all, it's crazy talk. And then on top of this, they're reporting now, Chris, that someone saw him enter the woods. Someone else saw him leave the woods and get in a car that was driven by another black man. Now, it's a white guy that happened to jump the fence at the White House and was released.
Yeah. So, and whose firearms were released back to family, apparently his dad, who apparently gave him back maybe to Junior.
Right, after, that's what they're reporting. And after he jumped the fence, and as always, Chris, have you seen the profiles of those that were killed at the Waffle House?
No, not the yet.
People. A graduate student, a student who is due to graduate this week on the dean's list. Okay, then another local musical artist, and it's all these beautiful people that had their whole life in front of them. And if it wasn't for this white guy with a gun who happened to be led around like a mesmerized
MK Ultra
B servant,
exactly.
Yeah, they wouldn't have died, Chris.
Yeah.
What they're going to do is cause everyone, Tennessee is a unique state. Anybody can have a loaded handgun in their vehicle. Anybody. What they're going to do is have everybody with a gun in their vehicle. Now, for what cause, I don't know. I mean, a lot of them already have it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can't make heads or tails of it except to say it smells like a Boston meat market.
Yeah. Well said. Thanks, John.
Goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you